Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today, sharing with you the Word of God, the uncompromised Word of God that works in your life. We've been sharing with you on how to follow Jesus, the way of the redeemed that we're to walk in, and making right choices in our life. And today we're going to share with you on the subject of having a right mental attitude, a right mental attitude according to God's Word. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." You need to have the attitude that all things are possible to him that believeth. Are you a believer? If you're a believer, don't be a doubter. You need to believe God's Word, believe in the promises of God, and know that God is going to bring His Word to pass. You ought to doubt your doubts. Believe God's Word. If thou canst believe, and we can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Remember, believing is not mentally assenting to God's Word. It is believing the Word of God in your heart and in your mind. Remember, God takes the Word by His Spirit, and He writes it in your heart and in your mind. And as you are keeping the Word in both places, then you will be walking in the area of believing on God's Word. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You need to realize that God's for you. God's for you if you're a believer. God's for you because you've been made the righteousness of God. God's for you because you're a child of God. The only thing that would hinder, of course, God being able to manifest Himself is if you have sin in your life. The Bible says if we have sin, then we have unrighteousness that has come and hindered our fellowship with Him. That's why if you have sin in your life, be sure to go to the Lord and confess the sin. 1 John 1:9 says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when God is for you, who can be against you? Notice it's a who. That's referring to who your enemy is. And who's your enemy? It's the devil. The devil is the one who is your enemy, and he cannot successfully be against you when God is for you, because God has given us power and authority over all of the ability to the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. It goes on and says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" God has freely given us all things through the covenant that we have. You know, Jesus is the one who made that covenant, that new covenant with the Father, and He's the one who walked the walk that Adam had failed, and He brought into being the new covenant. And now this new covenant has been sealed, ratified in the blood of Jesus Christ, and now we have been given all things are ours, and they are the promises of God. The Bible says that the promise of God are yea, and in Him, amen. The promises belong to you. And praise God, He will freely give us all things. Remember, it's by His grace, through your faith that you receive, by His grace, His free giving unto us, that we receive the promises of God. Philippians 1:6, you need to know this. Being confident of this very thing, which that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is at work in you, and He has promised that He's begun this good work in you, and you need to be confident of this, that He will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We have to just learn to yield to Him. We have to allow Him to accomplish His good work. You know, we are His, Ephesians 2:10 says, we are His workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You need to have this right mental attitude. God is doing a good work in me. I am His workmanship. I am created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God's ordained me to walk in them, and I am going to walk in them. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 says, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward." It's very important in your walk with the Lord that you maintain confidence in the Lord. You maintain confidence that when you pray that you know that God hears you. See, we're a believer, and we know that God's for us. We know that we can overcome the enemy. We know that He's freely given us all the promise of God. We know that He's at work in us, and He is doing a mighty work in us. So therefore, we should have absolute confidence and know that He is going to reward us according to His Word. Praise God. 1 John 5:4 says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Are you born of God? You're born of God when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you have received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you are born of God. And it says that you overcome the world, overcometh the world, showing that you are to be a continual overcomer. Remember, we are delivered out of this world, and we're to separate ourselves from the world, not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You're not to walk in the ways of the world. You're to be separate from it. Friendship with the world makes you an enemy against God. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. How do we get the victory? Even our faith. When we walk by faith in line with God's Word, that is the victory that overcomes our world. We are going to walk by faith, not by sight. And we're going to do what His Word says. And when you keep that kind of attitude towards you and towards the Lord, and you're speaking His Word and doing what His Word says, and you are not letting yourself fall into the ways of the world, you are going to have victory through the power of God. Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Literally, that says, have the faith of God. It's in the genitive, have the faith of God. Well, God expects us to operate in His faith. Well, has He given us the faith? Yes, we have the faith of Jesus Christ. How do we get it? The Bible says in Galatians 2:20, it says that we were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. We now have His Spirit in us, and because we have His Spirit in us, we can live by His faith, praise God. We have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are to operate and move in that faith in everything that we do. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to speak to the mountains in our life. If you've got some mountains in your life, you've got some problems in your life, you've got sickness and disease, you've got poverty, you've got problems in your mind, you've got hindrances from the enemy, you've got demonic spirits to drive out, whatever mountain it is, God says that you can move your mountain. Mark 11:23 says, verily I say unto you, that whosoever, or you're a whosoever, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. What do you tell your mountain? Tell it to be removed out of the way. Cast it out of the way. Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You can't doubt or differ in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. God wants you to have this attitude that you can move the mountain. You can absolutely move the mountains in your life, not by your power, but by his power, because you are going to speak the word of God, acting upon the word with your faith in the mighty name of Jesus, and you are going to take authority over all of the works of the devil, and you are believing that those things which you say are coming to pass. You don't doubt or differ in your heart from what you're saying, and you know that God is bringing his promises to pass, and he's moving your mountain for you. Praise God. In the area of prayer, Mark 11:24. He says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, what things soever you desire. The word desire does not mean whatever I wish. You need to look that word up. It's a Greek word, aiteo, which means a legal demand when you pray. What things soever you legally demand when you pray. And the word pray is a present tense participle, meaning praying continuously. Believe that you receive them. Believe is in a present tense, and so is receive. The word receive is the Greek word lambano. And this is important, that you have a right mental attitude about how to pray accurately. When we pray accurately, we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make a legal demand by returning His Word to Him, because He's already accomplished the promises of God. They belong to us, and we are declaring those promises to release them. See, prayer releases God's ability and His will to come to pass in our life. That when you make this prayer of faith, you believe that you receive. The word receive is the Greek word lambano, meaning take hold of. We believe that we take hold of this promise, and you shall have them. I tell you, you can have absolute confidence that God's going to answer your prayer. This is the right mental attitude you've got to have. You can't just wonder if God's going to answer. You can't be praying and thinking, well, if it be God's will. He's already revealed His will in the Word. When you pray the Word, you are praying the will of God. And if you learn to pray accurately to the Father in the name of Jesus and return the word, that's what you're doing when you make a legal demand. It's like the same thing you do when you write a check. It used to say on our checks, pay to the bearer on legal demand. And this is what are we doing when we write a check? We are actually making a legal demand upon the bank to release the money that already belongs to us to send wherever we want it to be sent to pay a bill. Well, what are we doing in the Spirit when we're praying? The same kind of thing. We're making legal demand for the release of the promises of God, which already belong to us because Jesus has already accomplished them, and they already are ours in the new covenant. All promises are ours. And that when we do this, then the promises of God will be released. And we return the word, declaring the word of God, which is our promise. And we believe that we take hold of it, and we shall have it. Praise God. You got to learn to get this right mental attitude established in you. You're going to walk by faith. You're a believer. And all things are possible to you. You need to know that God is for you. Because God's for you. Who can be against you? Just be in right fellowship with Him, act on His Word, and watch God bring forth victory. God will freely give you all the promises of God. They will come to pass. He is at work in you through His Word. That's why you got to get in the Word and hear the Word, do the Word, and not let yourself be falling into doubt or wavering or wondering. That just shows a lack of understanding of the Word and knowing who you are in Christ and what you have. You need to get that confidence. Cast not away your confidence. Get your confidence established. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. He's going to direct your path. Trust in the Lord. He's going to bring it to pass. And you need to know that you are a world overcomer. You can overcome every situation. God gives you the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says He causes you always to triumph in faith because you have the faith to move your mountain and you have the faith to believe that you take hold of the promises and God will bring them to pass in your life. You need this right mental attitude of faith established in you. And when you act on God's Word, God is going to bring the promises to pass in your life. I want you to start applying these. God says, take these words and start applying these principles in your life and watch God move your mountain, praise God, and watch Him bring forth answered prayer. It's time for you to see God answer prayer, and He will bring forth good things in your life. Keep a right mental attitude. We're going to talk more on this tomorrow. We'll see you. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.